Hi, everybody. This is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by. And as always, I send you love. All right. So we went through what Father's Day this past weekend. And I think today is Tuesday. I just had to double check what day of the week it was. I know today is the first day of summer. So we are now, of course, in summer. Hi. So I wanted to give you greater understanding of the significance now of the things that we are actually going through. I hope I can. Anyway, it is so necessary. These holidays have been projected into our external world. And for the most part, anything that has been projected, it's either a good thing, or it could be a bad thing. Of course, depending on your understanding, hopefully you're already at a level of not seeing anything as good or bad, and you see everything as a necessary occurrence for your growth. But because society has been in such separation, in such lacking, we have developed or created these, and we're just going to stick with holidays or occasions. People who grew up without a mom, they miss that motherly figure. And it, of course, goes with the motherly energy. And that's the same thing with the father principle. When children grow up without that father figure or father relationship in their lives, they too are in lacking of that fatherly type of energy. There's so much deeper meaning to every single thing that these holidays or occasions, the meaning towards them and what they're actually meaning as an internal thing. So I think I've mentioned, it's been a long time that I've actually talked about it. And so I just want to briefly mention that. And so this is written in the Gospel of Thomas. And again, I have mentioned these verses here previously. It could be a couple of years ago. I really don't know. But it's about compiling the energies. So Jesus said, when you make the two one, and when you make the inside like the outside, and the outside like the inside, and the above like the below, and when you make the male and the female one and the same, so that the male not be male, nor the female female, and when you fashion eyes in the place of an eye, and a hand in a place of a hand, and a foot in a place of a foot, and a likeness in place of a likeness, then will you enter the kingdom. Excuse me. So, when you make left and right, up and down, left and right symbolizes masculine and feminine aspects of self. Those are going to be in cooperation with each other. Left, above and below works with the father and the mother principles. Now, those are working in unison as well. And inside and outside, when your inner world is now in harmony with your outer reality, you have united the kingdom, or you are able to enter into the kingdom. And of course, we know that two eyes, when we are working more with that logical thinking, intellectual thinking, the type that needs proof, more control, and it's more masculine-based, towards more ego-based. I need proof again. I have to follow these rules. I have to, if it's not written on this piece of paper of how-tos, then it's not correct. If you're living that way, then the two eyes are seeing differently. And that is still the idea of the mind is now controlling you, but there's a conflict between mind and heart. But when the heart is in complete harmony and the mind is now matching your heart, That becomes the mind of God and the heart of God. Now, two eyes that we're seeing from two different perspectives, because you have left and right eyes. And one is going to be masculine and one's going to be feminine. One's solar and one's lunar. When they match to light, they become one. One source. So that's what it's all about. And that's what we have to develop through the spinal canal. When Eve ate of the apple, it's because that she ended up, and you know, I still see that as a great story, a great success story. You know, if we don't make up our mind to change, learn, and understand, we begin to just stay the same. You know, they were curious. Curious. She became curious as to why they were so great. I want to know why we are gods and eat of the fruit. But because of that, life has been going downward ever since. And it's taken, of course, some people have understood it throughout the times, and many haven't. But here I know I am learning about it, and you are as well. If you are listening to this video, you of course are learning about this and are reuniting yourself with Source again and becoming your godlike self, as pure again. So when she fell, she ended up being curious. That's a desire. That's what it means. She had desire, and then saw they both, she pulled Adam down with her. Adam developed desire, and then they both saw that they were naked, began to judge their appearances. And in order to rise again and create the spinal canal, they both have to work together in harmony. It's not the woman who says, you have to do this, 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 Adam. You have to do this all the time, Adam. You have to do this in ordering and controlling. And it's not the man saying, oh, you are not good enough. I'm the man and you're supposed to follow and behave and whatever. In order to work with each other in cooperation. And I know in my past, sometimes I'm going to do this just to shut him up. And I know men say the same thing. All right, I'm just finally going to do this just to shut her up. That isn't love. You don't understand the true meaning of what cooperation is. You're just trying to end the fight. And yeah, we will do that even in our ascension cycle as a form of, you know, a surrender. It's still, okay, I'm going to just stop this. I don't want to fight. I don't want to argue. I don't want us to be at odds with each other. It's still a form of, you know, working with each other, but it's not of pure heart. When you really understand what love is, it's you realize, okay, your own behavior. It's about your own behavior and how your own behavior can affect the opposite counterpart. Therefore, you're learning. You're saying, okay, if I give up this behavior, if I give up this thought, if I give up this emotion, I can therefore see from what true love and what God is asking of me and work with my significant other, my counterpart. Not just in this reality, but internally. That's what we're always working with internally, that inner battle. But because our inner battle is always a reflection outside of us, we're going to have that opposite energy that is in our reality, that is there to help us unite internally. And if we fail to see that our external reality is our reflection, or I guess you can say interpret it as a lesson of how to become in harmony and unity with the self, then of course we can't complete the work. So when, if Eve, your inner goddess is trying to attempt to rise again. She needs her counterpart to follow, not follow in the form of a slave or of control, but of voluntary, which means of love. Because Adam came down, he was tempted by Eve. In order to rise back up, they both must be in love with each other again. And that's how we develop the spine. But we have to develop the spine through all spiritual bodies. And then through the law of three, you have the Trinity of the crown, or the top of the tree of life. You're going to have the heart that also has dealing with the law of three, or the Holy Trinity. You're also going to have below, which signifies the kingdom that must rise into the crown. That is dealing with the law of three. You unite these three points, these three yachts, to create the spine, therefore, is created, which also means that the souls have been developed. The soul, and I said souls, because they change from the animal soul, and then rises back into the crown where Adam and Eve are united again in heaven. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot lately, or the idea has been coming into play here. April, of course, we went through Easter, this past Easter, but there's also what I think has been going on for, some time now, called Earth Day. And I can't remember it in my childhood, but Earth Day is in April as well. And, you know, we hear all the time that we must conserve or help save the Earth. We hear that all the time. And I am not one for littering. And I do my part in that. It's not what it's about, okay? Everything in this reality is always about a reflection internally. The earth is a symbol of your internal world. Just like heaven is a symbol of your internal world. You unite God as heaven in the crown with mother, as Melkuth, the bottom of the tree of life, which is not hell, but the next layer up from hell. And it must become purified. If we don't take care of the mother figure, mother, not Gaia, as in this earth here, it's our internal mother. She is a symbol of the lunar aspects of self. And I'm not saying, please do not take care of the earth. That's not anything that I'm talking about. But you have to really understand. Stop projecting. It's not about projecting. And, you know, people are always saying, well, you got to do this. You got to, you know, recycle. You got to do that. But everything inside of them is poisoned. So I hope you understand that. Uniting the sun and the moon through the spinal canal. We are uniting one point to another point. And then you're also uniting, so that's north and south. Also, you're going to unite east and west. This creates the cross. The one who has the cross upon their shoulders or their back, and is carrying it because they are actually doing the work themselves. They know the sacrifice. They understand faith and love and service. And then, of course, our inner world is all about the heart, where we take in so many of our troubles. And it's projected, because when the true soul actually sits in the heart, we're able to see it. That reflection is always going to rise, which is a part of the ray of creation, or Samech, or the serpent that is continuously, or that is eating its tail, and the Ouroboros, you're able to see your true self. You're able to witness your light. It reflects into the brain, up through your spinal canal, into the brain, and your eyes see it. And therefore, what you see outside of you is because it's inside of you. And every time that the energy rises and falls, it is purified every single time. Hopefully, purified every single time, because if it's rising again, it has been purified. That's what you're doing. You're being in the centeredness of love. You are love if you are actually allowing it to rise up the spinal canal again. And then it's going to descend back down into the base of the spine again, where it's still, by the time that it reaches back into the ground, it has created more power. It falls back down, and that power still is even greater than when it was last there again. And then, as you are continuously in love again, the energies are always building and building every single time it goes through, becoming more pure, more stable, more powerful in goodness, not powerful in the form like control and greed, all those negative things. That's not what power is. To obtain obsessions, materialistic people and things. That's not what true power is. True power is complete freedom, because love, alignment, and unity gives you that. That's what summer signifies. Summer. When the light returns, it's able to go back into the crown and bring along light with it, and carrying within you a more refined energy, a more pure energy. So that's my brief video for today, and of course, I hope to be back soon. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.